Hello, and ordained servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare unto you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm doing this audio from an office in my home, Plano, Texas. I'm speaking of the days of the wilderness of Argyle, Texas. What great days they were. I should say, they turned into being. They were difficult. They were discouraging. They were hard to believe. And no one around me dared think that I was following God. But in 1972, having sold my veterinary practice and hospital, McKinney, Texas, God sent me to the wilderness in Argyle, Denton County. There he was going to train me. I knew of no one that experienced what I was experiencing. Everyone was against what I was doing, except Jesus. And he was with me. He's the one that led me there. And oh, thank God. So I want to share some very, very important events, things that God taught me in Argyle. Beginning with this one, Joel 2:32. KD, do you have it?
I sure do.
Read it.
And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call.
I knew Mount Zion was also the body of Christ. I knew it was a church. And I saw these scriptures, and I started considering them. Understand, it is the Lord and the Father teaching me. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. That would be people in the church, right? That'd be people in Israel. That'd be people in Jerusalem. That'd be people where you live. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Or you can pray it that way. Pray it over and over and over and over and over and over and over, and don't ever stop praying it over. But let's say, pray it this way. Whosoever shall call upon I am shall be delivered. That's the Father. Or, whosoever shall call upon the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob shall be delivered. Or, whosoever shall call upon Jehovah shall be delivered. Or, let's pray this way, with the name that has been given all authority in heaven and in earth. Jesus. Whosoever shall call upon the name of Jesus shall be delivered. Or let's Make it this way. Whosoever shall call upon Jesus shall be delivered. You getting the picture? Let God lead you. Put the scriptures in your heart, the prayers that come up to you. Jesus, 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 Jesus. What does scripture say? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Well, all you got to do is say, Jesus, 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 or whosoever shall come call upon the name of the Lord shall deliver me from fear. Or whosoever shall call upon the name of Jesus shall deliver me from doubt. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered from devils. Whosoever shall call upon the name of Jesus shall be delivered from curses. My friends, there are multitudes of prayers I taught to you on this little audio that I was taught by the Father in Argyle. 73, 4, 5, 6, and May 7th. And I came out of the wilderness. Pray. Isaiah 41, 10 and 11. Katie, would you read it? Thank God. Listen, folks, I can tell you a lot of things that will save you a lot of headaches, heartaches, if you'll just listen to what I'm telling you. Isaiah 41, 10 and 11. Would you read it?
Verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish.
January 1977, Carrollton, Texas. Walking on a gravel road, 4 miles every morning, praying. That was beginning in January, praying. Isaiah 41, 10 and 11. In April, God said, go back to McKinney. That's where my veterinary practice started in 1963. And I couldn't wait to get back. And I did. In May of 77, from that day forth, there's not been one mountain that I could not remove by speaking grace in Jesus. Not one hill I didn't climb. Not one valley I didn't come through. Oh, what a blessed time to be sharing what God has taught me in these past 46 years to his people. God bless you. Doyle Davidson from his office in his home, Plano, Texas. Good night.